Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Thrive Church, a church passionate about moving people towards Jesus.
Hi, church. It's Vision Sunday, that Sunday in the year when we come together to discover what we believe God has for Thrive in the year ahead. Speaking about vision, Jesus makes a huge statement one day. He casts a vision for every human being's life, and he says that he is the key to that vision becoming a reality. John 10:10, it says this, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. With me, your life will be rich and satisfying, can be rich and satisfying, and should be rich and satisfying." Just to be clear, the rich is not a financial rich, sorry. It's a life rich with purpose and rich with His presence. In other words, Jesus is saying, you're better with me, way better with me. Each one of us, you and me, I'm better with Him. You might say, well, that's a nice thought. It sounds great. But how? How am I better with Him and why? To answer that, let's go back to the beautiful picture of the plan that God always had in mind for us. The plan was that in the Garden of Eden, we would live with Him. That God, who created us for friendship with Him, would have a friendship with His creation. That we would be with Him always. That we would live a with God life in companionship, friendship, and partnership. You see, God always knew we were better with Him, and that was the plan. But then, this rift of sin separated us from God. It pulled us apart, and God, in His wisdom, in His genius, knew that we couldn't find our way back to Him, and so He decided He would get to us, and so Jesus stepped into our world. All the fullness and presence and power of God in Jesus. And as He stepped into our world, Jesus brought the kingdom of God to us. Malcolm Muggeridge said it this way, "The good news of Jesus' life was that the kingdom of God had come, and He was its messenger. More than that, in some special way, He was the kingdom. In this life, in the way He lived and what He taught, He was the kingdom of God, and He brought the kingdom of God to earth."
But what does it actually mean when we say He brought God's kingdom to earth? Well, a kingdom is anywhere that the will of the king is done. And so when we say that Jesus brought God's kingdom to earth, it simply means that He brought God's will and God's ways to earth. In the way He lived His life and in the way He taught, He brought the will and the ways of God to earth. And so anyone who puts their faith and confidence in Him, who makes a decision to follow Jesus' life and teachings, begins to live in the kingdom of God right now, in their life, on earth, in the here and now. They begin to actually experience the kingdom of God right now in their lives. In other words, they begin to experience the will and the ways of God in their lives. And this kingdom, Jesus said it was like a mustard seed. Starts out really, really small. And then as we read Jesus' words, as we study His life, it begins to take root and it begins to grow in our lives. And we begin to find ourselves able to forgive easier, hold less grudges. We find that we're a bit more patient. We become more generous than we ever thought possible. We begin to really care about other people. We begin to become a little bit less selfish, and we think about ourselves less and other people more. Our minds become more peaceful, our hearts more joyful. We become more gentle, more kind, more self-controlled. And then as the mustard seed grows, we discover, I'm actually better with Him. So much better with Him. I begin to live in another kingdom, and I begin to live with another kingdom, and I begin to live for another kingdom. And as I do so, His will and His ways become my will and my ways. And it is so much better. The Wizard of Oz, it's a classic children's novel written by Frank Baum. It was originally published in 1900, and it was voted by the American Congress Library as America's greatest and best-loved homegrown fairy tale. The story is about the adventures of a young farm girl called Dorothy in the magical land of Oz, after she and her pet dog Toto were swept away from their home in Kansas by a cyclone. Now, the only way Dorothy could return home is to follow the yellow brick road. So on her journey home along this road, she meets several interesting characters. Amongst them are a scarecrow, a tin man, and a cowardly lion. Some of you know the story, you've read it, maybe you've read it to your kids. But on one particularly interesting day, she happens to free the scarecrow from the pole on which she's hanging. She applies oil from a can to the rusted joints of the tin man, and she has a very serious talk to the cowardly lion. In the story, it soon becomes clear. The scarecrow wants a brain, the tin man, he wants a heart, and the lion, he wants courage. And so as the story progresses, each of them find what they are actually looking for. So, scarecrow, he gets the brain, tin man gets the heart, and lion finds his courage. Church, here's the thing, here's why I tell you the story. We are the scarecrow, we are the tin man, and all of us, we are the cowardly lion. But as the story of God's kingdom, his will and his ways begins to grow in our lives, and as the story progresses, we find what we've always wanted, what we've always been looking for our whole lives. The scarecrow in us finds the brain, the mind, the way of thinking that we were always designed to have. The tin man in us, he finds the heart that God originally gave us. And the cowardly lion in us finds the courage that we were made to have. We discover, in short, I'm better with him. C.S. Lewis said it this way: our faith is not a matter of our hearing what Christ said long ago and then trying to carry it out. Rather, it's the real Son of God that's at your side. He is beginning to turn you into the same kind of thing as himself. He's beginning to inject his kind of life and thought, his life into you. And Lewis had obviously read the story. He is beginning, he said, to turn the tin soldier into a live man.
That's why we're better with him. And now John 10:10 makes so much more sense. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. At Thrive, we are passionate about moving people towards Jesus. We're passionate about moving ourselves towards Jesus. We know that as we learn to be with him, as we become like him, and as we do what he did, that's how we move towards Jesus. We learn to be with him, and then we become like him, and then we start to do what he would do. And the big reason, the why we move towards Jesus, each one of us, is because we know, each of us, I'm better with him. You are, I am, I'm better with him. I'm better with him. That's our vision for 2021. So if I'm better with him, if that's the vision for the year, how will we bring it to life this year? In four fantastic ways. Firstly, we're going to learn how to be with him, because we're better with him. So in every service, we will spend some focused time in the services, whether physical or online, learning to be with him, learning how to be with him. So whether that's understanding the depths and the beauty of worship a bit more, or learning to pray some thoughtful prayers, or learning how to be silent for a few moments, or whether it's teaching us how to experience solitude or fasting, we are going to learn how to be with him in meaningful ways. Linked to that, our prayer rooms are going to be open each week during the week so that those who want some silence and solitude and space can be with him in a really beautiful space in which to pray. Secondly, we're going to be better with him together, specifically better together in life groups. So that might be your life group or your serving team that you get together with regularly. We're going to continue to focus on and build life groups. Why? Did you know that one of the most important ways that Jesus is with us is through the presence of other people? So, if you miss out on life groups, you miss out on a very, very important way that He is with us. He is with us through the support and care of others. Thirdly, we know that our cities and communities are better with Him too. And so we're going to reach out regularly. We're calling these regular reach outs Love Does. At regular times in the year, we're going to reach out together as a church to love our city, love our church community, because love does. So whether in COVID times, it's a drop and drive as we help under-resourced people, or a park and pray, where on a Saturday you can drive through, park, and let a team member pray for you when you're in your car, or a wash and go, where you can get a car washed, grab a coffee or a pizza on the deck, and every cent raised goes towards caring for healthcare workers, or whether it's donating blood, or collecting food, or writing letters to the elderly who have been forgotten. Whatever it is, our community and cities are better with Him.
Fourthly, we know that our world needs fantastic leaders. Leaders that know, I'm better with Him. Because when leaders like that are unleashed, the world experiences the kingdom of God. Every leader like that brings the kingdom of God to their world. So whether it's their home or their workplace or their university or their school, their world is better with Him. God has given us a passion, a burning passion, church, to raise the leadership level in our community, in our church community, and therefore in our broader communities. And that's why this year we're launching the Thrive Leadership Academy. The Thrive Leadership Academy is for people in Thrive who want to lead, who want to learn how to lead, who believe God is calling them to lead, wherever they are, no matter how old they are. It's for young and old men and women. The only requirement for anybody who wants to get into the Thrive Leadership Academy is a passion to lead. The Thrive Leadership Academy is going to be running on one day a month from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The content and the input is going to be sourced from speakers and experts from different disciplines around the world and around our country. They're going to be business leaders and academics, and they're going to be pastors. But no matter where they're from, the content for the academy will be cutting edge. It will be interesting. It will be diverse. It will be game changing. It will be a time when leaders who want to grow and get better and sharper as leaders, who want to change their world through their leadership, it's going to be a time when they come together, we come together to learn. The Leadership Academy is not only going to be theoretical. Each person on the academy is going to be given practical leadership assignments throughout the year in order to develop their skills, in order to build their leadership muscle. Not only is it going to be a time of leadership development, but it's also going to be a time of powerful spiritual formation. So we're going to worship together, we're going to pray together, we're going to eat together, we're going to learn together, we're going to grow together, we're going to laugh together, we're going to have a ball together, loads of fun together. Thrive is going to help by producing a motivation and a certification to schools, universities, and workplaces, motivating why the Leadership Academy would be worth one day off a month for you if this interests you. Why their organization would be significantly better having you in the academy. Why the Leadership Academy is going to be an investment in you that'll take you to the next level. And then it's up to every person in the academy to prove their growth and to prove their worth to their organization. There is going to be a monthly cost attached, and the reason for this is that excellent input and high quality teaching, that costs. And if we want to access incredible people from around the globe, around the world and our country, that costs money. So it will cost, but I want to tell you, it is going to be so worth it. The Thrive Leadership Academy is by invitation only, but just on a hunch from the Holy Spirit, we're also going to open up a few spaces just for those who want to apply. So that means if you really want to be in the academy, you can email info@thrivechurch.co.za and motivate. Tell us why you should be part of the academy. Obviously, spaces are limited, and so if you feel that this is something God's calling you to, drop us an email today. info@thrivechurch.co.za. Here's the thing, guys. As we build leaders through the Thrive Leadership Academy, we can't wait to see what God unleashes in the lives of our leaders. How our communities and workplaces and schools and universities are going to be changed because their leader is better with him.
So church, as we head into the rest of this week and into the year, we are so excited as each and every one of us journey to become better with him.
We hope you have been blessed and helped by this message. For more information about our church, visit our website at www.thrivechurch.co.za.